Radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Halfway. We are halfway to the weekend. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. I'd like to take a couple seconds here to thank my sponsors of the show. The first one is To Build My Future. It's going to be at the Iowa State Fairgrounds April 13th. It's hands-on skilled trades event. You get to meet employers, try job-specific skills in industries like manufacturing, commercial and residential construction, restaurant, culinary, and hospitality, and many more. I'll talk more about that today. BetMGM, Woodman Controls, Laser Home Services, and Northwest Bank. My next guest is at Kevin O'Hare 55. It is Kevin O'Hare. It's Coach Kevin O'Hare. Coach, how you doing?
How can you not be on almost a 70-degree day?
Oh, my goodness. It is. I am so ready for this weather. Now, Mother Nature's going to throw us a couple of curveballs here and there, but we'll take that. Tough loss last night. We talked a little off air. All in all, first season, new coach, expectations, what's your take on the season?
That's a really good question. You know, we didn't return anybody with any statistical categories, right? We graduated 10, 11 people. We didn't have anybody come back with a point or a rebound or assist. Stuff along those lines. So a lot of lack of experience. We had some new kids come out that had had some success in the program as freshmen or sophomores, but of course that doesn't mean anything. The CIML is like the SEC in football, and unfortunately, it was our strength of schedule was one in the state this year, and it showed. I mean, we finished 9-15. I don't think anybody would expect that or want that or things along those lines. But I thought the kids played their tails off. Clay Thielke, you know, did a really good job coaching in his first year. We threw a lot of new things at the kids. We'll graduate six players, you know, four that played significant minutes, and we got a pretty good sophomore class that I'm really high on, and back to work we go.
And that's the good thing, and I can hear it in your voice. I get it. You're disappointed. You don't like to lose. Nobody likes to lose, but I can hear it in your voice that you're still excited, and it's still heading in the right direction, and I think that's the cool thing about that. You're right. I graduated from high school in 84. So in 83, 84, I mean, you'd have we had Sean Morris, Al Lorenzen, you know, and a couple other kids go D1, and it slowly went up. Right now, in like you said, in the CIML, there is, what, 20, 22, 23 kids from freshmen on up that are getting, or even more, are getting really big looks at Division I schools in basketball. That's a big deal for the state of Iowa.
Yeah, really is. And we ran into two of them last night, Stephen Kramer, who's going to, I believe, South Dakota, and Trey Lewis, who's going down to Drury. They were by far the two best players on the floor last night and have been, you know, all year in almost any game they play in. But Kramer went crazy for 29, and Trey does so many good things with the ball in his hands, and they surround those guys with a bunch of shooters and stuff, and it makes it really tough. But, yeah, back to your initial comment, yeah, there's players everywhere, and it's not just your juniors and seniors anymore. Like, it's freshmen and sophomores, and, you know, back in the day, you know, you and I are playing, you're lucky to play as a junior.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you get your chance as a senior, and nowadays, if you can't dribble, pass, and shoot in 7th or 8th grade, you're going to be in trouble.
You're going to be a wrestler. They're going to teach you how to wrestle.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
So, and I get that. And talking of Trey Lewis, and I had to bring this up. I saw, I had somebody send me some video of his sister, and I think she's an 8th grader. Is that?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Holy buckets. Against boys. I mean, she was playing boys. Holy yep. buckets. He's had a pretty good influence on her because they look and play a lot alike.
They really do. And I've seen those same highlights, and I've seen her play live and seen her on Twitter and everything. And everything that's advertised is true. And I feel bad for Trey because he's probably the second best player in his family, and I love that kid.
Yeah, I do too, and I might agree with that. I know that you've seen a few of these teams, but for 4A, state qualifiers were Ames, Ankeny, Burlington, Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, Johnston, Prairie, Cedar Rapids, and Waukee Northwest. Any of those stick out to say, man, it's going to be really tough to beat these guys, or is it going to be a really fun 4A?
It's going to be a really fun 4A. You take away, in my opinion, and Burlington, who has the worst record in the field, and I don't know anything about them, worst record in the field, they're the 8th seed, and you take away the Cedar Rapids, who's a 7th seed that I don't see much of either because being on the eastern side of the state, 1 through 6, I think are, with the exception of Valley, who kind of had a tough one last night, but those 6 teams that are in it, I would say they're 6 of the top 7 or top 8 in the state. So, you know, the bracket got it right. Everything went as chalk with the exception of the 7 and the 8 seed. I think it's wide open between 1 through 6.
And trust me, I know that, you know, everybody wants to see, you know, wants to see their kids and wants to see them, you know, get to the state championship. But when you have this type of 4A, and that's not even getting into the other, but when you have 4A like this, that's what people are looking for, and I can't wait to see that. And if you want to see some D1 kids, you're going to see a ton of them.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Lipsy and Sanford speak for themselves. Johnson's got the 2 kids. We played Cedar Rapids Kennedy earlier in the year, and they pummeled us, and they just had, you know, a bunch of dogs everywhere. And Cedar Falls with Trey Lewis going to UNI, I mean, you know, there's 6 D1 players right there. And I know I'm probably missing a handful. So just down in state, there's going to be 6 to 7 D1s and, you know, a handful, if not more, D2, D3 NAIA players. So it's going to be really good.
You know, R4, and once again, we're talking to Coach Kevin O'Hare. He's at Kevin O'Hare 55 on Twitter. We are very lucky in this state for both women's and men's basketball. We'll talk about the men's basketball first. You and I, Drake, Iowa State, and Iowa all have been very good this year, all have quality wins. And it's probably not going to happen this way, but I believe if you look at their whole schedule and everything, they probably all 4 of them deserve to be in the NCAA tournament. But we're in a really special time right now, Kevin, to have all 4 of them performing at this level.
Yeah, we are. And like you said, unfortunately, we're probably going to be lucky to have 3 of them because the Missouri Valley is only going to take 1, probably. And hopefully one of those 2 teams wins it. But, yeah, I mean, Iowa, you know, peaking at the right time. Iowa State being pretty steady for most of the year in the conference that they're in. You know, Drake doing things with some injuries and stuff like that. You and I struggling early and then just going crazy under Ben Jacobson for the last month and a half of the season. Again, you want to peak at the right time. You want to play your best basketball at the right time, have the momentum and all that stuff. And I would say the 4 schools in town here, they all have that going for them.
Before we jump over to the women's side, I had somebody ask me this question about you, and I had no idea in the world, so I'm going to ask it. When you are not coaching basketball and you're not doing what you're doing, what other sports do you like to watch or, you know, just to see on TV? Every time everybody sees and we start talking about you, that's what else does he like to do? And I'm like, man, I don't know. I don't think he works. And he coaches basketball and he helps people get better at basketball. So this is the Coach Kevin O'Hare question. What else do you like to do, Kevin?
So I'm a diehard Cubs fan.
There
I know a lot of people can say that about themselves. I'm number 1 Cubs fan in the world. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to watch them out of the gate this year with what's going on there. But so I watch or listen to every Cubs game, 162. And obviously college football, watch it, and all sports in general. I love to play golf. The score doesn't indicate it, but I love it. So, no, I find plenty of things to keep me busy.
And see, that's the good point there, because Coach O'Hare and I are going to play some golf this summer. So that's the important thing. All right. So
absolutely.
I have a couple of questions for you. I watched the Iowa State Baylor game the other night, and it was eye-opening to me how good Nalissa Smith is, because Ashley Jones is an All-American, and that gal was 15 times better than what Ashley Jones was, and she looks like she's going to be the number one pick for the WNBA. And the game that she had against Iowa State, she controlled the whole entire game, and it's fun to watch. But when you see that and your Iowa State and your fans, and you see how, I mean, Iowa State just didn't have anything for Baylor. And then it goes back and Baylor can't beat Oklahoma and Oklahoma can't beat Iowa State. What is it about stuff like that that makes those things happen?
So, you know, at the end of the day, as coaches and adults, unfortunately, you know, we're dealing with 14 to 22 year olds, and you just don't know what you're going to get any given day. Like, I mean, if you think about outside of the sport itself, right, it sounds silly, but did somebody's boyfriend break up with them? Did somebody's girlfriend break up with them? Did they fail a test? Did they get some bad news in the family? Did they not get invited to a party? You know, just the most random, bizarre things that you can think of. And how does that take a toll on their heads? And where's their headspace? And then you go on the road, or you're at a home game, and, you know, are you too cocky? Are you overconfident? Are you, so again, it's just people that don't have a lot of world life experiences and how to handle things. And so you just don't know what you're going to get with them. It's the $1 million question, right? It's like, why when, the number one team at the time, Auburn, beats somebody by 15, and then they go on the road and you see they're a 1-point favorite. And it's just like, because you're going on the road and there's the whole, the overlooking somebody and stuff like that. And it's just super tough, I think, to be very consistently good at what you're doing with kids that age.
And which is why
coaches, especially at that level, you know, you're getting paid the big bucks, and it's your job to kind of get in their heads and work with them and get them in the right place and talk about all these distractions and all these other things that are going to happen and get them to the point where they're ready to go.
And if you ever wonder why they make the type of money that they do, that's the reason why, because we sometimes forget, you're right, they're 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. It's not like they have all the answers themselves. They're still trying to figure things out too. So that leads me to my last question, and one of the reasons David Eichholt's going to come on with me later today, and we're having a Caitlin Clark discussion. Nobody knows Caitlin Clark any better than you do, and she goes against what you just said, because she fits into that category. She's a 20-year-old, but it doesn't look like anything, once she steps on the basketball floor, bothers her. Is that just something that's ingrained in her? She's learned to do that? Or it's just a gift that not very many people have?
I think it's a gift that not many people have. I mean, I think you credit her to all of that. I mean, she, you know, you can say people eat, sleep, and drink basketball, but, like, she literally lives that and does it. You know, she's 7 days a week for the most part, and she's always watching it. She's always, you know, reading about it, and she's always talking about it, and she doesn't get caught up all the distractions that 95% of us, me included, would have, you know, as growing up in the college life or the high school life. Like, she's made the sacrifices to be where she's at and to do all these things. And there's just not a lot of people that want to do that. And that's great. Like, to each their own. But her mind is set on what she wants to do, where she wants to go, how she wants to get there. And you better just get out of the way, because she's not going to change any of that. And again, there's plenty of great players out, like Ashley Jones. Like, oh, there's so many great players out there. I just don't know how many of them are literally eat, sleeping, and drinking it and living it and breathing it like she is.
And here's the one thing a lot of people don't know, and the only reason I know is because I got to watch her growing up play soccer, and her love for basketball overtook her love for soccer. If not, she is at that same level in soccer of when you watch the Olympics and you're watching the U.S. women's national team, she had that type of capability to play soccer as well.
Yeah. No, and again, you know, you can say a lot of it, you know, can be genetics as well, right? Like, I mean, she's just super athletic.
It's a good family to come from, yes.
Great family, yeah. And, you know, head on her shoulders, and, you know, she's 6 feet tall and super athletic and quick. And, yeah, I'm not sure there's anything she couldn't do if, you know, put her mind to it.
Here's the last one. A lot of people, mostly SEC people, say the best player on the best team in the country should win the college player of the year. I think that's horse manure. I think the best player and the most talked about player and the one that's bringing basketball to, I don't even know if millions is enough, is that's what should be considered to be what brings you a player of the year. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously nonsense as well. Statistics take care of themselves. We're talking about a player who's on a top 15 team. If Kaitlyn's team was 5-25, then I don't think there's a question. She's on a really good team. Statistics, again, out of this world. If you take the best player on the team off their team, how are they, right? You take a lot of that into consideration. I mean, again, the ball is in her hands X percentage of the time, nothing against the South Carolina girl. She's a tall post. I don't know how hard it is to get 10-10 every game, you know, there if you're 6-whatever. I'm not saying it's easy, but, again, I just think somebody's got the ball in their hands as much as her and is doing as much as she is. I don't even think it's a question.
I'm with you. As always, thanks a lot, Kev. Golfing in our future, buddy.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too. Coach Kevin O'Hare coming in. You guys, if you can, you need to get down and watch the high school boys, just like you should have been down watching the high school girls. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM and 1700 Champ AM. Be right back.
You're listening to Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Wednesday. Hope everybody had a great day today. Halfway through the week. More than halfway. Got to be excited about that. Got to be excited about the weather out there, too. It's going to hit 70 degrees. That's crazy talk, but it is tournament time, so it does happen. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. You can listen to the show live by clicking on the live microphone in the top right hand corner. I got an email today that, I got an email like 20 minutes ago that Audio Boom is up so I can get these done. I can't get my podcast up if I can't download stuff. So hopefully that will be corrected and I will get them up. What do we have? The next thing that we have is you and I on Friday, you and I in the Arch Madness. It's 11:30 pregame versus Illinois State or Indiana State. So that's our next one. And then it'll continue on what happens if they win. So we'll keep that in mind. The big one on Saturday, even though the Missouri Valley Conference is a big one on Saturday too, but it's North Carolina Duke, and it's a big deal. It's Coach K's last regular season game. It's at home. It's going to be fun. It's sad, but you know it's time, and it's going to be a good thing. I have so many things to talk about even before I start talking about sports. I'm going to take a second here to talk to you about Build My Future. Once again, we as I said earlier, it's at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's April 13th. It's for everybody who maybe is undecided about what they are going to do once out of high school and where they want to set their sights on their future employment. This is a hands-on skilled trades event. Meet employers and try job-specific skills in industry like energy, healthcare, IT, trucking and logistics, emergency services, law enforcement, restaurant, culinary, hospitality, automotive mechanic, construction, and manufacturing, commercial and residential. All of those. It's at www.iowaskilledtrades.com. It is at Iowa Skilled Trades on social media. You also can, the person that's in charge of Build My Future for more information is Brandon Patterson. He is Brandon at dsmhba.com. You also can check it out at www.iowaskilledtrades.com. You can definitely go there to register to attend. That would probably be a good idea. So you can register. They're going to know that you're going to be there. And I have a feeling that you could even list some things that you're interested in, and maybe they help move it along for you. But that is a huge deal and something that I do enjoy talking about. Also want to talk about one of my newest parts to the show is Woodman Controls. Woodman Control is a building solution company. They have the type of technology that can help take care of your buildings. It'll automate your building's systems. It gains instant access to system controls from your preferred computer device. It's something that helps you make sure that your building is running at its best efficiency, and they make it easy to do. They also will look after it for you. I have a few buildings that it's to have an automated system like this it's a huge deal. They are out at 11009 Aurora Avenue in Urbandale. If you want to know anything, they are at info@woodmaninc.com. It's a great company. I know a lot of the guys, and I know what they do. I know they love their jobs. And, you know, that's why they kind of wanted to be a part and just say, hey, you know what? They're always, always looking for techs. Looking for good people. That, you know, that's kind of a reason that they're kind of doing this as well on the radio and just talking. I like the things that they do and try to help them. So once again, Woodman Controls. If you want to check them out again, it is at info@woodmaninc.com. Alrighty, so all the things that are going on, I'm trying to figure out some of the things I want to talk about today. I'm still not ready to talk about baseball yet. I'm still frustrated. I think what the commissioner did. I'm not even going to call him by his name. I'm just going to call him the commissioner. I think what the commissioner did and the way they all put on an act like things were headed in the right direction. I don't think they ever wanted things to head in the right direction. I think this is where they want to be, and they want to see what plays out in social media and in the press. And I hope what comes about from that is what's kind of out there right now, and have people scratching their heads going, "What more do the owners need?" It's not like buying. If you sell your franchise, it's not like you're not making a lot of money. People want to see baseball. I don't care about Rob Manfred. I don't care about the owners. I don't even care if I even know who the owners are. I don't know that many owners in baseball. It's a lot different than when you're talking about football, where we know a lot of owners. It's 16 games. There's a publicized draft. Everybody is on pins and needles all the time, learning and trying to bring in information about football at all times. College basketball is the same way. All those things. Baseball's not. Baseball is our pastime. It's things that I wanted to do with my dad, my mom, and my friends. I wanted to go watch baseball. I did it a bunch at Sec Taylor Stadium, which is now Principal Park. We traveled around. We are lucky enough to be in an area where you can go to a Kansas City Royal game, a Minnesota Twins game. You can go see the White Sox or the Cubs. Here's a really funny thing. So growing up here in my time frame, the Chicago White Sox were the team that were playing down here. I remember when the Chicago White Sox came, and it's when they had the cool old style uniforms, and they would come here and play once a year. So that made me a bigger White Sox fan than a Cubs fan. Even though that switched now, it's still that Chicago White Sox feeling is the reason. Lamar Johnson and Harold Baines, they were so nice to us kids that were bothering them for all kinds of things. And it just stuck with me. You know, B. Styles being up in Minneapolis now, it gives me another reason to go up to Minnesota. I love going to Twins games. I've seen concerts there. I've seen baseball games there. I love the Twin Cities. It's just a lot of fun. And what they're doing, the owners are doing, and Rob Manfred's doing, I don't know if – so here's the thing. If the owners thought that they'd been duped by Rob Manfred wouldn't have a job today. And I see Rob Manfred laughing at a press conference that was the end of baseball as we know it for at least the first two series. And that's just a weak way to say that, you know, it's not going to happen. I have been one for as long as I could shout from the rooftop, and it hasn't been that long. It's been 3 years since I had a reason that I could shout from the rooftops. 162 games is too many games. In a sport that is so pitching heavy, you know what? We all love to see an occasional 18 to 16 game. If you had to do that for 162 games, nobody would like it. The games would be 7 hours long, and it's not what we want to see. I love to see good pitching. I love to see good defense. I love an offense every once in a while. I love that there are players out there that can handle any kind of pitching, and that's why they get paid the money that they do. I was corrected many times over these past few weeks that this is not a battle between millionaires and billionaires. It's definitely a battle against billionaires, but it's not a battle against millionaires and billionaires, because a majority of percentage of players that play Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, the whole baseball community there are not millionaires. That's what the owners would like you to think. They had me bamboozled, not even thinking about it. I just was, you know, just taking that verbatim and agreeing with them. That is not what is happening. These are owners that they see what the dollar line is and they don't want to go below it, but by golly, they'll do anything in their whole entire body to go above it by even more. The one thing that they do, the top 15% of baseball players make really, really good money. And they do something that is very, very difficult to do. That's why there's not a ton of baseball players. And that's why there's not a ton of great, great baseball players. It's not easy to do. I feel bad for, you know, the fans and being able to see games, but this needs to get settled. We can't be in this continuum of just, should we strike? Should we lock them out? That's the other thing. The only person or persons that can end what is going on now is the owners. The players aren't on strike. The players have been locked out of their facilities and cannot play baseball. So this is an owner's doing and an owner's issue and an owner's problem. And they have to come to an agreement somehow. I think players want the same things that they've been wanting. And every time the carrot gets out there, far enough, then it gets pulled away and they don't get everything they want. I think it's time. And I think everybody would agree. And I think baseball is going to suffer from it, because I used to think that the world would not be okay without baseball. If it means fixing baseball once and for all and getting it to be respectable and having things be the way that they should be for both sides, so fans can go and enjoy, that players won't be sitting out just because it's the second game in 3 days and they just, you know, they're tired. You know, they're not doing that just because they want to hurt the fans. They're doing that because they're trying to prove a point. Once again, I state this again, 162 games to decide who's the best baseball team is too many. We watch high school baseball. You don't have to play that many games to figure out who's the best. We watch college baseball. They play fewer games than that. You have no trouble seeing who's the best baseball team. You don't need 162 games. Do I like watching 162 games? To a certain extent, yes. Would I rather, you know, even though it would take away from, you know, Mr. October, Reggie Jackson and all that. Can I have baseball be over before November? It would be really nice to have that happen. And I think that they can do that. I don't think they're going to agree with me, and I don't think that's what they want to do because they're going to lose too much money. And that's the part of the billionaire thing that you can't take anything away from them, because once you're there, the only thing that you want to do and need to do is make more. And not for the betterment of the product, not for the betterment of the fans, not for the betterment of the cities that these teams are in. They'll turn on you in a heartbeat as well. It's been done. That's just the way baseball is now, and I don't think there's a whole lot that we can do about it. One of the things that yesterday that I saw with the WNBA, and I told you 2 weeks ago that there's a bunch of people, and a lot of them are professional athletes, businessmen. There was actresses, actors that raised a lot of money for the WNBA to try to really energize the WNBA. And then you hear stuff like this, that the New York Liberty, and I don't know, this is the part that I'll say, this is still up in the air until all the facts are in, but the New York Liberty wanted to fly charter instead of having to go through and do all the things you have to do and traveling around the country. And they had figured out a way that they could do it, and they were trying to figure out a way so everybody could do it in a pretty inexpensive way. And the WNBA had a rule that they didn't like that, and since the Liberty had done that, they fined them $500,000 for doing that. So in a league that's trying to grow and trying to incentivize their players and get them more out there, taking them with chartered flights so they don't have to do all the things that you have to do for commercial flights, some team having the ability to do that and maybe others not, they penalize the team that can. And they penalize the team that says, hey, we have a way that we can work this out so everybody can do that. That's what's wrong with these leagues and how they're run. You can't do that. In the next, say, 5 to 10 years, you're going to see some of the greatest athletes ever. And for the WNBA, that's been a lot of players. There's been some great players still playing and great players coming. The great players, I think, are going to be overwhelmingly better than what we have seen. And that is no being mean or saying anything bad. The reason that this is going to happen is because of Sue Bird and Taurasi and all those guys, that they made basketball for women cool, and now these girls are playing in sixth grade and seventh grade, and they're already learning to shoot, and they're already learning to dribble between their legs. It's a great thing for the WNBA, but not if you're going to have your board run the WNBA like that. That is not good for your product. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I'll be back right after this break.
Priest, Iowa Sports. Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in. It's Wednesday. A little hump day. We are downhill to the weekend. Iowa State men, Oklahoma State men play tonight. It's a big game for Iowa State. Another win looks really, really good. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I'm trying to bring sports your way every day. I'm listening, and we're doing things. If you want to give us a call, it's 515-264-1700. Twitter is at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. I tried to see, so next week we are going to have some Big Ten tournament games. I'm seeing how that affects the show, but everybody was gone. I get here late and everybody, it's late for them and it's early for me. And yeah, I missed some people, so I apologize for that. This next segment is going to be brought to you by Laser Home Services. If you have any issues with your heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical, give them a call, 515-758-7720, or you could check them out online at laserhomeservices.com, and they will take care of your issue. No matter which one of those four it is, once you give a call to them, they are going to ask you what the problem is. They're going to get you in contact with the right department. They are going to get you in contact with the right service guy, and they're going to keep you updated until he arrives at your door, until the time he gets back to the shop. You are going to know everything. There's nothing being hidden. There's no cost being hidden. All the chargers are up front before they do the work. That is customer service for today's generation. We like to see that bottom line be the bottom line. And yep, I can do that. Nope, I can't do that right now. That's what we want to see right away, and you get that. They have been providing home services to Des Moines, Iowa for 20 years. Once again, give them a call, 515-758-7720. All right, so I mentioned that Iowa State plays Oklahoma State tonight. Tomorrow, Iowa travels to Michigan. If you want to watch that game and you're sitting at home, you're like, man, I'm sitting at home. I'm just going to watch the game there. I have a better option. How about you come join Steen on Sports, come join BSOX with KGGO, and come join us at Wellman's Pub and Rooftop in West Des Moines tomorrow to watch the Iowa-Michigan game. BSOX is going to be live there from 2 to 4. I'm going to be live there from 4 to 6. We can watch the games. You can meet the Circa sports team. You can find some free Circa swag. There's food. There's drinks. You can sign up for the Circa sports app. You can register for a free pair of all-session passes to the Big 12 men's basketball tournament. Circa Sports features the highest limits, lowest holds, and sharpest odds, which means higher payouts on your winning wagers. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app by visiting circasports.com. Social media handle out there, it's at Circa Sports. My oldest Zach Steenblock is going to be doing the show with me tomorrow live. And yes, the Steenblocks are going to watch the Iowa men's basketball game. It's against Michigan. We all can agree on one thing. We don't like Michigan. So we have a routine interest in this game and want to thank Wellman's and Circa for inviting us out. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Iowa State-Oklahoma State game tonight. It's a big game for Iowa State. You know, one of the biggest reasons they want to keep on this win streak that they're currently on. They're playing really good basketball, and I think from everybody watching it and sitting around and talking about it, that one of the reasons that things are looking up is they have been able to match their defensive intensity with their offensive intensity on that side of the floor. They are much more, the turnovers are down, the lost possessions are down, the offensive rebounding is up, the shooting percentages are up, and the defense hasn't suffered that much, and that's really fun to watch and to see. Oklahoma State is 6-10. We are 7-9. Love to get to 8-9, and then you get one more game this weekend. I think that what a way to go out, and you get a Baylor team that you know, you have to go to Baylor, but you have a Baylor team, and this is crazy, folks. They have in the last. I'm going to click their full schedule here. These are their last five games that they've had. They played TCU and won 72-62. They won in overtime against Oklahoma State at Oklahoma State 66-64. They won at Kansas 80-70. They won at Texas 68-61. It is crazy what they have going on right now. And it's just, we have that, you know, we get to give them one more game. And it's going to be fun. I can't wait. I watched them play Kansas, and when Baylor's on, and they still have a couple of guys that are out and they're hurt. When Baylor's on, man, they're going to be awfully, awfully hard to beat. So that's going to be a big one too. But the Oklahoma State one tonight, we really need that game tonight. And it's senior night. You have a bunch of them going through senior night. You have Brockington, Kauscher. Where did my list go? Here it is. You have George Condit, Carter Booth, Isaiah Brockington, Gabe Kauscher, and Jazz Coons. I do believe that most of them have another year of eligibility left. I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea. I don't plan. I don't know what they're going to do. If this was a really interesting thing, and Caitlin Clark said this in an interview the other day too. Unlike the NBA, that in college men's basketball, you can leave early if so deemed, and college basketball, men's college basketball does a lot to try to help you make an informed decision. Women's basketball doesn't have that at this current time. And I don't know if the WNBA can, I don't know if they're in the financial stability of being able to see that at this point either. It'll be interesting to see if that changes. But what it does bring about is when Caitlin was asked the question, listen, this is my second year. I'm enjoying it. I can't wait to see where it ends up this year. We're playing well. We came on strong at the end. We got, you know, we're looking for a great seed. We get a double bye. It helps us get healthy. We haven't been healthy for a while, and all these games have been, you know, just a lot of things. And she said, you know what? And then I get to look forward to two more years and possibly three. And you say to yourself, three. So maybe she doesn't go to the WNBA right away. Well, here's one of those reasons. And today, H&R Block did some work with Caitlin Clark. And I have to apologize because I know that there was someone else mentioned in that. And I'm trying to see if I can find it really quick on my... I took a picture to see if I could see it on... if it was in anything that I took a picture of today, but I'm not sure that it is, but give me a quick second. But what it entails is H&R Block, right now, name, image, and likeness, the percentage of amount of money going out is 70% for male and 30% for female. Maybe a little bit different than that. Maybe a little bit lower for women. It might be in the 28% range. And H&R Block is trying to do something to help try to get that to be a better number. And who better to choose to be a spokesman for women's collegiate basketball than Caitlin Clark? I don't think there is a better person out there that could help do that. And I have David Eicholt coming on at the top of the hour, next hour. And David and I have been going back on social media, you know, with people. And I get, listen, if I'm in the SEC, I want the SEC to have the player of the year. And I will fight and argue all I can. If it was the Pac-12, it was the Big Ten, if it's the Big 12, anybody, I could sit and my mom, D, God rest her soul, I drove her crazy because I fought with her on everything because it was fun and I enjoyed doing it. You can always fight an argument. It doesn't mean that you win an argument. I didn't win a lot of arguments against my mom, but I fought hard. David and I are going to do that. We're going to give you some reasons why we believe in what we believe. Talk about the Iowa-Michigan game tomorrow night and wrestling getting ready to come up and some football stuff, too, if we can get to all of that. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Be back after the top of the hour break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 7.